The Lord is more than glad to meet us there. Amen? What a wonderful Savior that we have. Patient. Even when we fail to pray, He's waiting. Well, I can find my glasses. Well, let's go to Nehemiah for a moment. You know, today there are going to be several sermons on Labor Day. I won't go through the history of that. I'll leave that for others. And they will, no doubt, cover a little of that. But work. The word work is seen 380 times in the Bible. Work must be something that God's interested in. And He is. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. Why was that? For the people had a mind to work. Solomon loved talking about the diligent and the slothful. He loved talking about work. And I'd like to take a few moments this morning to go over some of that, because it would be valuable for us. Most of these scriptures, maybe all of these, some of you know. But let's take a little bit of walk, if we can, through Proverbs. I trust you'll excuse me if I'm a little hesitant this morning. Sometimes I'll be grabbing for a little bit of air. Let's start in Proverbs 10. Proverbs 10, verse 4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Now I'm going to read several verses here in Proverbs on diligence, or on the diligent. In chapter 12, verse 24. Chapter 12, verse 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Chapter 13, verse 4. The soul of the sluggard, desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. You notice that there's promises for those who are diligent. Those who are workers, people who remain steadfast and are serious about accomplishing things. In chapter 22, verse 29, chapter 22, verse 29, if I do really well, I could stretch this out and go till about 11:30. I don't think that Kenny and Pat and Robert and whoever else would appreciate, so I won't. 22, verse 29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Now the word mean there means obscure men. The diligent shall stand before kings. They will find themselves in a position of respect and opportunity. I love that. Well, Proverbs 15, verse 19. I'm going to skip over to read a little bit more about the slothful. Because there's a frustration that a slothful man has. That is a lazy man, a sluggard. In chapter 15, verse 19. The way of the slothful man is an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Chapter 18, verse 9. We're going to get to a moment here where we're going to talk about Floyd. I bet some of you are curious about Floyd, who he is. Chapter 15, verse 19, 18, verse 9. Is that where? Yes, 18, verse 9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. A slothful man, he's just like someone who just wastes everything. Okay, chapter 21, verse 25. 21, verse 25. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. Work is a very valuable habit or addiction to have. The desire to and the forwardness to work. To be busy, to be diligent. In chapter 22, verse 13, the slothful man saith, there's a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. You ever noticed how lazy people have always got a reason why they cannot do what they're supposed to do? Why they never get anything accomplished? Well, they find, oh, it's a lion in the street. Lion Street, I'll be slain if I go out there. And he doesn't by reason of the cold either, does he? The slothful man. In chapter, Romans chapter 12. Let's go to Romans chapter 12 and verse 11. You know, God wants us to be busy about his business. Now, you know, all of my life, probably all of your life, we have tended to want to be lazy. Anybody? I mean, you can raise your hand if you're like me. Huh? Come on. Okay. Sure, if you've never been lazy, fine. That'll be between you and the Lord. But I would just rather, you know, be like the man who says, oh, I love work. I can stand and watch it all day. Right? Yeah, well, that was very common when I was in construction. People love to say that. And they also love to say, oh, if it was easy, they'd have women and children doing it. You may not have heard that one before. I have plenty. Anyway, we're going to get there to Romans chapter 12, verse 11. In fact, it's probably already up there. Okay, I'll get there in a minute. Here we go, 12:11. Let's go to verse 10 also. 9, 10, and 11. And let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. God wants us to not be slothful in our business. He wants us to take care of business, doesn't he? And if we're an individual who's inclined to set and let others do it, may God help us as an individual to say, Lord, somebody's got to do it. Fortunately, we have a lot of people in our church that are more than quick to jump up and go do something that needs to be done. And so I'm not preaching to a congregation that is predominantly lazy, like me. Most of our congregation have been busy about the Lord's work and about serving others. And praise the Lord for that. Well, Proverbs chapter 24, I skipped it at first, but I want us to go there. And then I'll talk about Floyd for a moment. In case you don't know Floyd, we're going to get there. Proverbs 24, starting in verse 30. Here's the picture that Solomon gives of a field that he went by. And he saw an interesting thing. Let's see it. Starting there in verse 30. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want, or thy lack, as an armed man. What a picture to paint. What causes things to fall apart? A lack of diligence to take care of business. God doesn't want us to be lazy. God doesn't want us to be slothful. Now, I said I'd tell you just a little bit. I'll be ending with this, basically. And that is the story of Floyd. How many of you know, raise your hand if you know who I'm talking about. The man named Floyd. Well, let me give you some background. He was born in St. Louis, Missouri. This years ago, by the way. He went to work in the field after the third grade. Why did he do that? Well, he and two of his brothers had to go to work in the fields and learn trade in order that they could put their youngest brother through school, through college. Interesting, huh? Well, that younger brother, Ray, you know what happened? He wound up being very selfish, very proud, an immoral man, unfaithful to his wife, beat his children, came to a point where he could hardly ever find a job. And of course, if he found one, he didn't keep it. Now, that was Ray. But what about Floyd? Well, he worked. He worked. Had to. It was required. You know, in history, there have been a lot of people who had to quit school early. His mom taught him a little bit of math at home, but that's about it. Just the third grade. You know what he did? He worked at basically minimum wage, if there was one, when he started working. But he never did get very high pay. You know why? Didn't have a degree. Didn't have a diploma. Just through the third grade, he didn't have all the education that a lot of people had. But you know what he did have? A mind to work. Well, Floyd kept working. He married a woman named Honor. I don't know how long after that, she died of cancer. He lost her. You know what? He continued to be a diligent man and worked. He met a distant cousin who had four children. And he fell in love with her, married her, and all of a sudden, here he was, had been a single man, basically. He's inherited three really rough boys and a girl that he had to raise. You know what he did? He worked to provide food on the table and clothes on their back. Floyd was quite a man. He didn't have to have the education to do it. He had the determination to do it. He had grown to the point as a child where he saw that it was an important and a valuable thing to work. Well, he worked at minimum wage for who knows how long. And then finally he got to where he maybe earned just a little bit of money, never enough to retire on. He would not accept any help from the government. He flatly refused and taught his children to never depend on the government. Wow. This is a man that's making next to nothing, and yet he said, I will not accept. He didn't get any handouts. He wouldn't want. Why? He figured it was his responsibility. He was in that sense. Oh, he had his flaws, but he got saved probably about 2 years after he married that distant cousin. Got saved and stopped his drinking and became an even better father. He worked until he could work no more and was disabled from several heart attacks and from lung cancer. But he always wanted to work. There's a benefit. There's blessings in that. Especially when I suppose when he looked at his children and saw that they were becoming responsible too. That man, Floyd, is a hero of mine. If you haven't figured it out, I bet you will pretty quick. He's a man that taught me how to work. He's a man who set the standard for me. So that if my children call me faithful, a lot of it is due to the Lord giving me Floyd as a stepfather. At the age of 7, I met him, lived under his roof, and realized that I didn't need to be a freeloader, that I didn't need to depend on others, that there were people that depended on me. And I'm thankful for that. You may have stories like that in your life of someone who was determined that they were going to make a difference, and it was not going to happen by accident or because the government was going to give them a handout. When I think of people thinking that the government should pay off their student loans, the government didn't make those loans, did they? Why should they have to pay for what you signed a contract? And there's so much more. We could go on. But, brethren, work is a good thing. Amen. On this Labor Day, I'm not so much concerned about workers wanting to riot or make a fuss out of not getting the wages they wanted. Jesus had very good instruction on that. We'll not go in there right now, but I mean, the Lord told them, the soldiers, to take the pay that they're given, right? What did Jesus say of the men that came and worked in his field, in a man's field? He said, I can pay you what I want to. If you don't like your job, get another one. Does that sound hard? It shouldn't. We have a responsibility to God. He's the one that we answer to. And we're to be diligent in our life to do what is necessary to make a difference in other people's lives. Amen? Amen. Amen. Brother...